This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. On Saturday, there were reports of shots fired near Walmart in Albemarle. The Albemarle Police Department said that on Saturday afternoon, right around 4:40 p.m., officers responded to the parking lot of Walmart in the northeast corner near the property line of Tractor Supply for a report of shots fired. Officers arrived to find three teenagers in the parking lot who advised an unknown person fired a gun in their direction. The officers determined words were exchanged between a group of teenagers and one group of three walked away to the tree-lined hill between Walmart parking lot and Tractor Supply. A few minutes later, two gunshots were heard and the front of a vehicle was struck by a bullet. A nearby witness reported seeing a young male wearing a dark-colored hoodie standing in the tree line with what looked like a pistol in his hand. The witness said the male then walked away with his hands in his hoodie pocket. Officers were able to recover video of the incident and were able to witness the video footage and take photos from that footage of the suspects. Those photos were distributed to law enforcement to assist in identification. On Monday, November 18th, with the assistance of the Albemarle Police Department patrol officers, Albemarle Police Department school resource officers, and the Stanley County Sheriff's Department school resource officers, a suspect juvenile was identified and subsequently charged with an assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, possession of a firearm by a minor. Two semi-automatic handguns were also seized during the investigation. The case remains under investigation and additional arrests may follow. The Albemarle City Council was supposed to discuss the annexation of approximately 113 acres on Poplins Grove Church Road, or Wilson Farms, and at the meeting on Monday night, a representative, lawyer Larry Shaheen, with McIntosh Law Firm, representing the applicants, said they were withdrawing their request for the time being to address some concerns of the public, and here he is with that.
Request for the continuance is at the request of my client because we understand there are some significant concerns from the community about this project, and we would like to have the opportunity to have the time to address those concerns within the community over the next 30 days until December 16th to be able to try and address those better and to be able to have an opportunity to interface with the community. We understand that there are concerns. We understand that there are people with a lot of questions. I would completely agree with them in making sure that they want to have their questions answered. And the applicant wants to make itself available and ourselves available to them at their discretion, at their time, at their earliest opportunity to be able to sit down and discuss this issue with them because we feel that this development is in the best interests of the city of Albemarle. But we want to make sure that their issues or concerns are heard and that we are able to best address them.
The property in question is near City Lake Drive, and several residents from City Lake Drive came and spoke out against kind of the development and against the next thing on the agenda, which was text amendment changes. And now this would rescind earlier changes, which introduced minimum design standards for subdivisions and buffering yard requirements, landscaping and paving of lots and streets, sidewalks and pedestrian amenities, structures and undeveloped lots, and City Lake Special Environmental Overlay District. And here is a couple of the citizens who were speaking out against this in Monday's meeting.
Our flooding history tells a sobering story. In 1997, a 500-year flood submerged my parents' company, A.L. Louder Incorporated, under 10 feet of water here in the city. In May of 2021, we had 7 water rescues within 24 hours and 72 roads closed in the city of Albemarle. On March 12, 2022, we lost a life to flooding on Clubhouse Road beside Long Creek. In January, commercial buildings were half submerged on West Main Street, and that's January 9th of this year. During my career, I have watched Charlotte handle similar challenges. They chose to remove homes from flood-prone areas to protect waterways. In contrast, we're being asked to add more development to areas that already flood. I respectfully suggest that we need similar measures in Albemarle, specifically 100-foot or greater buffers around floodplains, lakes, and ponds, and 50-foot buffers around streams, creeks, and watered bodies.
Here's Kevin Farmer, a resident of Blakely Drive near City Lake Drive, speaking before the council regarding the text amendment changes.
We fought quite a while for these buffers and everything like that. The staff has worked so hard for these overlays and everything like that, and unfortunately, it came down to somebody suing the city. Let's be honest, somebody sued the city, and maybe not all the ducks were in a row, and kind of backing out because they're afraid of what the consequences could be. But to my understanding, the most important part is the environs overlay that has been the biggest concern. Everything that's on here has already been approved. So if the overlay is the most important part that is the issue, then why are we rescinding everything in each other subsection? But what this is saying is going to take all that away. We're going backwards from what we've been trying to push to help make things more habitable for everybody else that's already living here. The buffers for the streams and the lakes and stuff like that, they're extremely important. I think you should be able to vote individually and say, well, we're just going to take out the overlay if that's the problem where the city won't get sued, and leave all the other standards from there. If not, then I would hate to go back and rescind everything and try and start back over when we started something already. Thank you.
Thank you.
After that, they closed the public meeting, and Councilman Chris Bramlett and Mayor Ronnie Michael had this exchange.
Somebody mentioned the lawsuit. What is the lawsuit about?
I cannot talk about a lawsuit in open session.
Mayor Pro Tem Martha Sue Hall had this to say after the public meeting was closed.
Some comments made during this public hearing about Poplins Grove and that kind of thing. This has nothing to do right now with Poplins Grove. It just has to do with the text amendment 2406, rescinding what was previously approved in case TA 2403 back in the summer. Based on what planning and zoning, and I don't like doing this. I do not like doing this. Based on what they have suggested that we do, I'm going to move that we rescind it as was suggested by planning and zoning using the consistency statement. And that is just for discussion so that we've got a motion on the table.
And in a split 4-3 vote, the Albemarle City Council rescinded all the text amendment changes they made earlier in the summer. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.